This podcast is copyright Mike Boyle. The recording is copyright Philip Allen Updates, 2011.
Getting a high grade. As a teacher and an examiner, I get the same questions every year. For example, how can I get an A star? Or sometimes a student will wave a revision guide at me and ask, if I learn all this, will I get an A star? To which my reply is usually, no, but if you understand it all, you'll get an A star. In the past, students achieved high grades by being what were referred to as well-behaved sponges. These students never really thought about the subject, nor did they ask any questions. The problem was that they could learn and recall vast numbers of facts, but couldn't relate these to each other. So their understanding of the subject was poor, and it wasn't a good foundation for taking the subject at a higher level. For this reason, examiners came up with three assessment objectives, which are the skills you'll need to master. First, there's learn the subject. Facts, knowledge. Learn and churn. Many students think this is the only one, but there are two more. The second assessment objective is apply your knowledge. In these questions, you'll be given unfamiliar organisms or investigations, and you have to show your understanding by applying the ideas you've learnt. Third, there's analysis of data. Graphs, tables, that sort of thing. Science is all about finding out what causes what, and graphs and tables are the tools of proper scientists. You have to be able to look at a table or graph and describe what it shows. You also need to be able to perform simple calculations. Students hate calculations in exams, and sometimes avoid them altogether, leaving them blank, without even having a go. This is silly. You'll all have faced harder questions in your GCSE maths exam. The stuff we set is no more than basic arithmetic. So, how important are the three assessment objectives? In every exam paper, the allocation of marks is as follows. 50% to the first one, learn the facts. 30% to the second one, apply the facts, and 20% to the last one, make sense of data. Students who are going to get top grades need to be able to score very well on all three skills. Finally, two bits of advice. Number one, the best revision includes practice of exam questions. Obviously, you need to go over the topics you've learnt in lessons, but you must also be familiar with the sort of things the examiners ask. Number two, for every question, look at the command word and do what it asks. If it asks you to describe, for example, then do just that. There's no need to explain. If it asks you to explain, and it's for 2 marks, then you need to give 2 points that are connected. Words like so and because can be really important in showing us that you understand the question. Good luck.